Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free For All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free For All Friday, and this you must know. You must know this by now. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free For All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. It is Free For All Friday, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Before we get started, and I do have something I want to share with you today. It's an article that I wrote several years ago, and I've kind of revised it a bit. And it's appropriate for what we're going through today. Unfortunately, it always seems to be appropriate. Nothing ever seems to change. But I had a couple of nice letters this way. Well, I had more than that. I really have. I've had some really nice letters in response, and I hope you continue to respond to the cease and desist letters. I hope you take it seriously. Let your Congress people know you're not happy with their behavior, whether they're Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Independent. We ain't happy with them. Well, this is coming from a Missouri listener, and she says, "Dear Beth Ann, we would like a copy of your cease and desist letter and names and addresses to where to send it." She goes, "We are enjoying the Constitution Quest game and learning a lot. Thank you for all you do for God and for country." And she had a few other things in there, but those were the important things I wanted to share with you, especially about the Constitution Quest game. We haven't talked about the All-American Market page in a long time, and I want to encourage you to go to my website, csctalkradio.com, click on the All-American Market page, and let's give these folks at Made in America, let's give them some business, give them a pat on the back for what they're doing. And the high-quality products that they provide. Now, here's another listener, and I just got this one this morning, and it's coming out of Arkansas, and he says, "Dear Beth Ann, we are fans of your show and listen to you from 10 to 11 on KARN Radio. We would appreciate a copy of your letter to Congress to prohibit the harassment of President Donald Trump. Thanks for all your effort." And I love this part. And if my husband is listening, he put this in all caps. "Please keep talking." "Please keep talking." And I appreciate that so much. I got a big kick out of that. I said, "Yeah, that's what the husband says. Please keep talking." You know, mentioning the letters, the cease and desist letters, and that's part of what I'm going to share with you. Not the cease and desist letter. I'm not going to do that to you again. I have got it read, and it is on YouTube if you want to go and listen to it. It is there. I also wanted to encourage you. You've got to use my sponsors. You're hearing a new ad for MyPillow, and MyPillow is an affiliate sponsor. They have these sheets now, the Giza sheets, and they are really, really nice sheets. I got a set a week ago, and I really do appreciate them. You know, sometimes you just get, you know, you just get used to what you got, and these really are nice sheets. And so I would encourage you to try them out. Get the MyPillow. Most important, I think, is your night's sleep with that MyPillow. But try Mike's Giza sheets out. You know, Mike is he's a Christian, and he has had his trials in life, and he's a busy, busy man. But if you remember, we were talking about Unplanned, the movie, about the young woman who was with Planned Parenthood and was going up in ranks because she was doing so well, and reality took place in her life, and she realized what she was doing was wrong. and dealing with that afterwards and helping others now deal with that as well. But Unplanned is the movie. I've been hearing good things about it. I have not been able to go see it myself. But I believe Mike Lindell, he sponsored some of that. I'm sure he helped with some of it, is what I have been told. And I wanted to ask him about that. I'm going to have to send him a little note and ask him if he did that. And then I think I'm going to send him one of my T-shirts with Christ from the Womb. So we talked yesterday about all the things that the Democrat Party, particularly those running for office, running for president, and what they want to do, the things that they're requesting, and every single one of those things would have to have an amendment to the Constitution. And this article that I wrote several years ago, it was right after the 2012 election. But I've changed it. And unfortunately, things haven't changed a whole lot. I had to change a few words in it. But I titled it Long Live the Republic, because we've heard so much about it's a republic if you can keep it. So while we always hope for different outcomes in the elections, and we hoped last year, when we had the fall election, that something would happen differently. But I wasn't terribly surprised when the count went to the House with the Democrats. And in this particular article, I wrote, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." And that's God's word, is timeless. We have turned to our own way. Just being a selfish people. We don't want God in our government, and apparently we don't want to be ruled by common sense. So what I've realized in these elections is that Americans seem to not know or understand what the word independence means. They vote entitlements. I guess we all do to some degree. Leaving ourselves dependent on king government. D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. Most of us who consider ourselves to be true conservatives realize that the president, Barack Hussein Obama, was not the only political office to blame for the downward turn of this country's morals and losses of liberties. You can't just blame one president on this. We had some hope when the Republicans won in 2012. And now we have President Donald Trump. So we had some hope that if we change the administration, things would be better. Well, in some respects, President Donald Trump has made great improvements and positive changes in some ways. But in others, he can't get her done. Basically, the same Senate and the same House, and if they don't have a gridlock, they will work together to take us deeper in debt and farther away from constitutionally sound legislation. In the past, I shared the article that's by Charlie Reese. He and I thought he wrote this article pointing fingers at we the people, and we have done that many times. We can take the blame, but we're also the solution. We are the solution to it. I'll continue to share this when we come back. It is Free for All Friday, and I will take calls in between this reading. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We have a fellow Missourian, Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. A little frosty this morning. We had ice here.
Oh, goodness. Well, it was cold here, too. We're going to get some. We've got some sunshine, though. Spring is coming. Spring is here, actually.
Right.
What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the country losing its moral compass. It's because the so-called churches out there no longer teach the law of God. You know, most of them are teaching it, those are done away with, and it's completely absurd. I mean, who determines right and wrong except God?
Yeah, he came to
know,
he came to fulfill, not to take it away.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Not one jot nor one tittle of the law shall in any wise pass away until all be fulfilled," which means the end. You know, we're not at the end yet, obviously. Yeah. So, all these laws are still in full force and effect. Now, I'm not talking about the ordinances. You know, the sacrificial ordinances, the blood sacrifices. That's what Christ did away with by becoming the blood sacrifice.
That's right.
But
that's
the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments.
You know, still there.
At most, they want to teach the Ten Commandments. Well, there's the commandments, there's the statutes, and there's the judgments. Those all encompass the law, and it's because the people don't know them anymore, they can no longer tell right from wrong, and that's why the country's on a downhill slide. And until the people turn around and start studying those laws and understanding what's right and what's wrong, it's never going to change. It
and
can't.
And, you know, that's exactly why government, I've got it in quotes in the air, the elected officials and those who are so supposedly in power, we're supposed to be the power, but we've let them have it, is that's why they want to take God out. That's why they want to remove it. That's why they call this separation of church and state. They've got it all backwards.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there has to be a set standard that applies to everybody. I mean, this is supposed to be a country of laws, but when those their laws conflict with the laws of God, obviously you have to pick the laws of God and go after these unconstitutional and unlawful rules and regulations that they're passing.
Right. And we got to keep trying, don't we? But unless the people start doing something, it isn't going to get done. We're just going
to
get farther down the other hole.
They've got to get the Bible out and read those laws. If they don't know the law, how can they know right from wrong? They can't.
That's right.
And that's the biggest problem we've got. Is nobody's teaching. I mean, very few are teaching these laws.
Yeah, there are a few. You can't exclude all of them, but you're absolutely right. The majority are not. I appreciate it, Neil, always for a reminder. You have a great weekend. I hope the sun keeps shining and you warm up a little bit. We have another Neil. We have Neil from Illinois. Neil, how are you today?
Real good, Beth Ann. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Well, I called about the cost of the real cost of living, you know, not what just they give you on your Social Security, because what they give you will buy you about 4 loaves of bread here in Illinois.
Wow.
I got $21 at the 1st of January. And, I mean, I went to the grocery store, you know, 4 loaves of bread took care of that because it's $5 a loaf.
Wow.
And your utilities here have doubled also. So something has to be done about, you know, these grocery stores, because this is blatant price gouging is what they're doing.
Wow.
You could have gone to the store the week before the 1st of January, got that same loaf of bread for like $1.80 a loaf.
So since January, it has jumped up that much.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the economists will not tell you what the real cost is. You know, they say, well, maybe it's 30%. So not even close. It's closer to 70.
Well, I know things are getting higher. They're not getting cheaper. And that's something to consider, too. You know, we've had jobs added. There's been some things that have improved. But it doesn't seem like things are getting any cheaper yet. So that's something we have to keep an eye on. And you know, I think it goes back to what we talked about with Melody. It's kind of out of President Trump's hands at this point because of the inflation and the control of the Federal Reserve and our fiat dollars that are just, they're just going down to worthless, you know, because it has no backing. It has no worth or value. And we're not the only country suffering with that. And
no, they created that system themselves, Congress.
You bet they did. You bet it was Congress.
They want you to believe that they can. Actually, Bernie Sanders said that, well, we'll just print more money.
Who said that?
Without Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Bernie, yeah.
He pushed the UIG or UGI, the Universal Guaranteed Income.
Yeah. You know, he's a hypocrite. He really is. He is no good.
And he's got,
you know, he's like the Pied Piper. We've got all these young people following him because he's singing these free phrases, you know, free this, free that. We're going to take care of you. Anybody's going to take care of you. You better watch out because they're going to own you. It's what they're going to do.
If you can find it, there's a song by Larry Norman. I don't know if you remember him. It's called A Song for a Small Circle of Friends, and it's really good. It talks about the rapture, actually, but it talks about what comes up before the rapture, what the days are like, you know.
And I believe it mentions something about the price of a loaf of bread, doesn't it?
A piece of bread could buy a bag of gold.
There you go. Melody should use that line, okay? Neil, have you ordered your cease and desist letter yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My letter that I sent told him to abolish the United Nations.
Okay. Well, I couldn't remember if I got it from you here or if you downloaded it on the website, but make sure you send them.
I will.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Neil. Thank you so much.
Sure.
There for a little bit, I thought. Thank you, Neil. Have a great weekend. There for a little bit, I thought Neil had been reading my my article here because he was going right at it. Charlie Reese told us that it is we the people. We should adhere to his profound analysis. Now, his article was the 545 versus he said 300 million people. Well, we're up more than that. We're over 330 million people now, and I think he was just rounding it off. But Charlie wrote his article back in about 2012, and I'm tweaking it a bit to fit where we are today in the political arena, and I'm adding a few of my own thoughts. So, you know, I might try to fix this, and I've got it all written on. I'm going to show people on Facebook. This is what I do to my papers. I just write all over them and everything. So I will try and fix it up and maybe put it on the blog. I thought yesterday I would do a vlog with it, but I don't believe I will. It's terribly long, but it's got good points in it. So let's begin. It says, politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then they campaign against them. Have you ever wondered, if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits, why do we still have deficits? Have you ever wondered, you know, we've been thinking, if all politicians are against inflation and high taxes, why do we have inflation and high taxes? Of course, today, the Democrat politicians are out and out saying higher taxes and free stuff. Trust me, they are not Robin Hood, and they're not going to rob from the rich and give to the poor. You and I don't propose a federal budget. That is something the president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve does. And let me interject here. They are not part of the elected of the United States of America. They are outside bankers controlling our monetary. 100 senators, he says. That's 435 congressmen, one president, and 9 Supreme Court justices. And he gives that the 545 beings out of the 330 million. And they are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this nation. He's calling it 545. I'm going to change that just a little bit, only because of today's circumstances. And I think you'll understand what I've done when we get to the rest of this. It is Free for All Friday, however, and I know you've got lots of opinions and thoughts, too. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we, the people, are responsible, but we're also the solution. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything at 877-895-5410. Well, I'm going to start where I have made some changes here, or additions to Charlie Reese's article of 545. The responsibility solely relies on Congress at this point. And of course, now that the Democrats want to change the Supreme Court justices. Now remember, 545 included 9 Supreme Court justices. When and for what length of time they will serve, they are put in the position for how long they will serve in their position. Now notice the term limits that Congress wants to put on so the Supreme Court, they are not suggesting that they themselves have a time term limits. The President of the United States, regardless of who he is, has term limits. He can only serve 8 to 10 years. So if they accomplish this with the Supreme Court, what will happen. So far, so for the sake of this little talk, this little speech, this little article, let's remove the Supreme Court, which will bring it down to 535. And I will also remove the president from this number, simply because in the case of President Donald Trump, the 534 are all against him. So, we're talking about Congress only, in the words that I'm about to share with you. The 434 representatives and 100 senators. Oh, by the way, another thing that they're wanting to do, which I just read last night, and I didn't have anything to give me details. They want to make Washington, D.C. a state. Think about that. That's the Democrats. Charlie excluded the members of the Federal Reserve, and I have no problem with that. But he added in that the problem was the Federal Reserve, which is a problem, was created by Congress, by the 534, in 1913. They delegated their own responsibility, their constitutional duty, to provide a sound currency to the federally, to all of us, and they handed it over to private and central bank. He excluded all the special interests and lobbyists for a sound reason, he said. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator or congressman or even the president to do one, as he put it, cotton-picking thing. He says, I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept or reject it. No matter what the lobbyist promises, it is the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes or she votes. Those 534 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you, the listener, the citizen, the voter, that they did what they did, and it's not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party. It is a con game. It's a common con game, and they're all in on it together. What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall, Charlie said. No normal human being would have the gall of a speaker who stood up and criticized the president for creating deficits. Now, when he wrote this, John Boehner was the speaker. The president can only propose a budget. He cannot force Congress to accept it, which they did not in his case, even though he had the majority a couple of times. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating and approving appropriations and taxes. Who is the Speaker of the House? Well, right now it's Nancy Pelosi. She is the leader of the majority party. She and fellow House members, not the president, can approve any budget they want. If the president vetoes it, they can pass it over. They can vote over his veto if they agree to. So they really can't blame the president, can they? As John Boehner tried to do. It seems inconceivable that a nation of 330 million people cannot replace 534 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. He says, I can't think of a single domestic problem that is not traceable directly to those 534 people. When you, the citizen, the voter, the republic, fully grasp the main truth that 534 people exercise the power of the federal government, then it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist. And he goes in to say, if the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it to be unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it to be in the red. And adding more taxes, if this is me, isn't going to fix it. If the Army and the Marines at this time were in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's because they want them there. If they do not receive Social Security, but are on an elite retirement plan not available to the people, we the people, it's because they want it that way. I added, if they didn't want an invasion of illegal aliens coming into this nation, there wouldn't be such. They want it. Dems claim it's okay, that there's not a crisis. But they claim the Russian influence on the elections. Yet they want illegal aliens, people who are not members, not citizens of this nation, to vote. Charlie says there are no insoluble government problems. Everything has a solution. Do not let these 534 people shift the blame to bureaucrats. We like to talk about the bureaucrats, whom they hire and whose jobs they can abolish, to lobbyists whose gifts and advice they could reject, to regulators to whom they give the power to regulate and from whom they can take this power away from. Above all, do not let them con you into the belief that there exists disembodied, mystical forces like the economy, inflation, or politics that prevent them from doing what they took an oath to do. They like to tell us, it's complicated. No, it's not complicated. It's Congress. And they are the crisis against the Constitution of the United States. And right now, the Democrat Party and some Republicans are talking about running for president. They're not running against President Donald Trump. He's the one in position. But it's the Constitution and the Republic that they're running against and want to destroy. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all for Friday. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, The Nile River and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Ron from New York. Ron, how are you doing today? Are you there, Ron?
Richard.
There you go. Oh, Richard, I'm sorry. How are you doing today?
Good. Good, Beth Ann. I'm 60 years old, and I'm looking at one of my old junior high school books. It's called Adventures in American Literature.
Wow.
Well, there's an article by Benjamin Franklin, and it's called Rules by Which a Great Empire May Be Reduced to a Small One. And it was published in the Public Advertiser, a London newspaper, in 1773.
Wow.
If you can find that article, it's a quite lengthy article. If you can find it, it will explain everything that's going on today.
That's awesome. Rules by which a great empire
may be reduced to a small one.
All right. I'm going to try and find that.
Yeah, check it out, because I'm telling you, it'll explain everything.
All right. Appreciate that, Ron. Have you got your cease and desist letter yet?
No, I haven't got one. I'm a hermit, and I listen to you, but no, I don't have one.
Well, you can send for one if you want one, and I'll send it to you, okay?
And then if you want to send me one, I'll get it to the right people.
I will do that, but I need your address, so if you'll send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll get it to you.
Oh, I don't know where to send it. At the end of the show, you'll have to.
I will tell you. I will tell you where to send it. Thank you. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it very much.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth Ann. good talk with you again.
Yeah,
I lost it for a couple weeks because I run a Windows 7 and Internet Explorer, and I got a notice about 3 weeks ago saying I had to change my browser.
Uh-oh.
A couple weeks.
I've got one on Windows 7, too, and it's not doing well.
Yeah, and so I had to go to Firefox to be able to listen to you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's working.
Good.
I don't want to tell everyone to make sure they're supporting you.
Yes, please.
Americana going. The comments are too many. I have too many thoughts to bring up, but I think they're trying to show us that we're building our foundation on weak and shifting sands.
Yeah.
They don't want us to know we have a bedrock. And I think the gem that they've came up with ever since they got it all into these sexual things is their word trans. I think they want a trans constitution. They want a trans American. They want trans everything. They can stick that word out there, and I despise it.
I agree with you. I think that's exactly what they want to do is transform everything.
Yes, and they love that word.
Yeah, they do. They do. All right, Kevin, and thank you for your support. I sure do. It's been pretty bad here lately, so I sure do appreciate it, and I thank you very much. And any help is welcomed. I get big donations. Well, big donations and small donations, and I don't think there's such a thing as a small one. So thank you very much, Kevin.
Just a small. Do you have the movie, the Gosnell movie?
The what?
The Gosnell movie.
No, I have not.
Okay.
I was not able to see it, so.
Well, I should get you one.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
I want to tell you one other thing. When I went to see that movie, they showed it at the Ohio Valley Mall, St. Clairsville, Ohio, down by Wheeling, and they were supposed to show it for a week. I went down there 2 different days, 40-mile trip, and they told me that it wasn't showing. They had a problem with the projector, and I kept calling them because there was like one more day left. And finally, they admitted they were going to show it one day, and it was a strange time. I went down and watched it, and I was the only person in the theater.
Well, that sounds a little bit like it was staged, doesn't it?
It was. And I listened to Swindell talk to the man that produced that new movie. What's it, Abby or whatever?
Unplanned?
Yeah, Unplanned. And he told a story that, they just shut it off, that the ticket takers and such saying it wasn't showing at different points. I didn't realize I was into that. I thought it couldn't be true, but it was true.
You know, now I had something come on a news feed that said that Unplanned in one of the areas anywhere where it was being showed was so well accepted and that the theater was full and that there was standing ovations after the movie. I guess it depends on who owns the movie theater, huh?
It does.
Yeah.
And it's coming out the last of this month. It's like the 28th or something like that.
Oh, in your area? Okay, yeah. It says to watch for it. I haven't seen it in my area, but I haven't been able to get out a whole lot. So
that's when it's going to come out.
Okay.
And Swindell is instrumental in it, and he gave a good interview.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Good day.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. So getting back to this article, I think... It says those 534 people, and they alone are responsible. They and they alone have the power, and we're talking about Congress. They and they alone should be accountable for the people who are their bosses, that's you and me, provided the voters have the gumption to manage their own employees. Now, he wrote this, not me. We should vote all of them out of office and clean up their mess. I added, send the cease and desist letters. Let them know this is it. We are done with it. Will the Republic, he says, the 330 million people, realize that it is we the people who continue to vote as battered wives? Because we just vote the same people back in. After we're mad at them, we vote them back in. I don't, but... My suggestion is that we the people... make these elected and the re-elected officials aware of our existence. Send those cease and desist letters. We need an in-your-face campaign, this is his words, across the land, All patriots, state by state, need to be aware of every vote they make, statewide and nationally, and bombard their offices, your officials, with petitions and grievances. Make your voice heard. He said for the next 4 years. I say, now. Make your voices heard now. Put the fear of the Republic in them. And I added, send them the cease and desist letters. I'm not going to be able to finish this, but it's pretty much, you've got the gist of it. Post Office Box 73. This is for Richard in New York. Post Office Box 73. California, Missouri. 65018. Don't say you don't have a voice. Make your voice heard. It's up to you. Post Office Box 73. That's all of you. I wasn't just talking to you, Richard, but that's all of you. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Tell Congress we're done with their crises and cease and desist their unconstitutionality and the spending of our dollars and start doing their job. Now. And that's, my friends, how we bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri. 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.